This is what's trending today. A dusty and bloody 5-year-old Syrian boy captured the attention of people around the world this week. The boy suffered head injuries when his family's apartment building in the city of Aleppo was hit by a bomb. The boy was rescued from the rubble of the building. His family members were also rescued. None of them had serious injuries. The video and photos show the boy being lifted into an ambulance by a rescue worker. People can be heard yelling in the background. The boy, who has been identified as Omran Dagnish, remains quiet and calm. The worker places the boy in an orange seat in the ambulance. The seat is made for an adult, so Dagnish looks small. He looks confused about what is happening. He touches the side of his face and feels something wet. He looks at his hand and sees blood. Soon, others join him in the ambulance. They are another child and a man. But the image of Dagnish alone in the brightly lit ambulance brought out comments from around the world. Some people said it was similar to the photo of the dead Syrian child who washed up on a Turkish beach in September 2015. Others called the image haunting. Broadcaster Al Jazeera noted that the boy is the same age as the Syrian war. Another person wrote simply, "Breaks my heart." Others wanted to know why people around the world are not more concerned about the fighting in Syria and Aleppo. They were tweeting edited images of the wounded boy sitting between U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Doctors said the airstrike killed 8 people, including 5 children. The United Nations says it is hoping to negotiate a 48-hour ceasefire that would let them deliver aid to areas they cannot reach now because of the fighting. And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedel.